I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the first of our Old Firm video cast this week with Scottish Sun columnist Chris Boyd. Chris, it's been a long time coming, the first Old Firm game in the league for 4 or 5 years. You're a veteran of some of these games. Tell us, what's your outstanding Old Firm memories?
There's not many for me, but I think my goal, it's always great to score. For Rangers, but especially against Celtic, it was great. But I would like to look back at it, and have better memories. But for me, it's something that didn't quite work out. But it's great to take part in the ones I did, and I played in games that we won as well, which was extra special. I would say my goal, because it's been my only one. That's been something I would look back on fondly.
You must still be annoyed with Maurice Edu for stealing the other one at Ibrox that day.
I'm more annoyed with myself for not finishing it, because I think I had about 5 attempts at it. To be fair, I think my leg, that must have been in the net about 4 times, the amount of times it swung back and forward. But it was a great day that, to win that game 1-0. So I think it was towards the 90 minutes, or maybe even in 90 minutes, but to win in any game, but especially to do it against Celtic Ibrox, was a great occasion.
That day, a fellow Sun Sport columnist, David Provan, commentating on Sky, said that was a goal that won the league. Are these 4 games this season going to decide which team wins the league?
No, I don't think so. I feel as if, in maybe years going past, Rangers and Celtic were way ahead of everybody. And it did come down to the games against them, the 12 points that they would have played for. But, I think there's, Aberdeen and Hearts have definitely got stronger, and will cause a lot of problems for Rangers and Celtic. Celtic have already played them and beat Hearts at Tynecastle, and by all accounts 4-1 flattered Celtic last week, but 2 weeks ago. But Rangers have still got to play as well, and that. So it's difficult right now, so early in the season, to look at the Old Firm and say that. We'll go a long way to deciding what's going to happen, but I don't think the results in the Old Firm this year, will determine where the league's going to go straight away.
It's been a perfect start in the Premiership for Brendan Rodgers. 3 games, 3 wins, 9 points. Rangers, not quite so much. 4 games, 2 wins, 2 draws, including a draw against Kilmarnock the Friday night you scored at Rugby Park.
Yeah, Celtic have started really, really brightly, and I think that's credit to Brendan Rodgers, because there's not been a lot of changes, but he seems to be getting the best out of the players that was already there. I don't know if that was places maybe just became stale under Ronnie Dyla last season, everything, but Brendan Rodgers seems to have gave it a lift. The fans are right behind the club again, and they're going forward. But in Rangers, it's after last season, the way they ran away with the league, and even the performance against Celtic in the semi-final, you're probably looking for the optimism coming into the season was great. You were looking forward to everything was positive, but it's been a start and start. Still undefeated though, you must say. But you just feel as if with the players that Rangers have signed over, you'd be looking for more. You'd be looking for even the game against us, you would fully expect them to have came and took the 3 points, especially when we were down to 10 men for so long as well. But even Hamilton the first game as well to draw, but. You've seen 15, 20 minutes here and there of what Rangers are capable, and they're going to have to do it for 90 minutes against Celtic.
In your first column of the season in the Scottish Sun, you highlighted the importance of the goal scorers, of Lee Griffiths, of Martin Waghorn. Is it crucial you see the way Griffiths has started that goal against Aberdeen especially? And of course, Rangers have lost Waghorn for so much of the season so far.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that Rangers have struggled since Martin Waghorn's been injured. I just feel as if when you've got a focal point at the top of the pitch, you can use it to your advantage, and it breeds confidence all the way through the team. You feel as if there's games where you might not have played well, but you'd be able to nick a goal in 88, 90 minutes and win a game. Like Martin Waghorn can do, like Lee Griffiths can do, you know, and all top strikers have got that in their locker that, you know, they might not be seen for, you know, large parts of games, but are always, you know, that when it comes along, it's like top goalkeepers, you know, when you look at Old Firm goalkeepers over the years, they might not have been able to make saves, you know, five or six a match, but, you know, if that shot's fired there and they need to be able to, on their toes to save it. But, you know, I definitely think the strikers, you know, will have a big part.
Not too many of this Rangers team will have played in an Old Firm derby at Celtic Park. You're looking at Kenny Miller, you're looking at the captain, Lee Wallace. Does that put an extra burden on the more experienced of the newcomers, the Joey Bartons and Nico Kranjčars, to help the less experienced players through what will be a red-hot atmosphere at Celtic Park?
There's no doubt it'll be hostile. You know, the Celtic players, the fans, you know, everything that, you know, is against Rangers at this moment in time. But you just look at the Rangers team and, you know, there is experience in there that have played at, you know, a high level, that know how to manage a game, and I think that's a big thing. If they can manage the game properly and start frustrating Celtic, you know, from the off, there will be an opportunity to win the game, because you will get chances. So, you know, the big thing for Rangers is to go in and start the game, you know, positively, and hopefully they can kick on and grow confidence in the game. And you know, you never know in an Old Firm what could happen.
We've touched on Griffiths behind him this season. Scott Sinclair's come into the team, done so well. And both Tom Rogic and James Forrest look reborn under Brendan Rodgers.
100%. That's what I touched on a minute ago. Brendan Rodgers, for some reason, has managed to get the best out of the players that were there. And, you know, with a couple of additions he's added, have made Celtic look stronger than what they were last season. So it's a credit to him and his managerial style. But, you know, going back to the two teams, you're just hoping for a great game of football, a spectacle that, you know, everybody can watch Scottish football again and hopefully start speaking about Scottish football in the right manner again.
Chris, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.